The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice, the morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I can't wait. There's a lot that goes into getting ready for your new hot tub. I'm finding out. I thought you just went and picked one out and then it showed up at your house and suddenly everything was perfect.
This is your third one. You know
this. Only my second.
This.
Only my second one. Yeah. This is number two. And this one is, there's just site prep that has to be done. So we're in the midst of that. We're working on it. But I have to say it's been great. Very responsive team at Creative Energy. And I'm so excited for my hot tub to arrive. You can do the same. Start your year off with wellness and relaxation at Creative Energy. And maybe, you know, ours, we're putting ours, we can't be, nothing's ever easy with us, you know? It can't just be like really close to the house and in a place where we could easily hook it up. Because, you know, it needs its own circuit and whatever. Ours is like, we have to trench to get the line out to the place. I mean, that's our fault. That's on us. And you could do this a lot more, in a much more relaxing way. Which is sort of the point of the whole thing. Creative Energy, thank you for being a sponsor. Those guys are great. My location's up in Sarafel, but they have a few locations. Go to creativeenergy.com. Okay, I have a lot of stuff that I should get to, but I don't really want to. So I was actually thinking, I did have one more question about the three dog night that's going on over at Maddie's house. When you were telling me a while ago, before, when you just had Kelly Clarkson at the house, you said you got these big squares of grass. Like a piece of sod.
Yeah.
So it's like a square and it's in some kind of like, what do you have to water it? No.
You just keep it for a few weeks and then you get a new one.
It doesn't die within a few weeks. Like,
no.
You don't have to water it.
No.
But it's real grass.
It's real grass.
It's like sod.
It's sod. And the little dogs really, that's really for them because in the morning it's 4 a.m. I don't particularly want to take an extra half an hour and take them outside. So
right. Does it start to smell?
It can, yes.
Okay. And when I had a dog, there was some really enthusiastic rear leg kicking and scratching after some stuff. And not even always just with number two, sometimes with number one.
They don't do that in the little square box. They do that outside, but they won't do it in the square box.
Really?
I've never
they
asked
just
them.
Don't do it because that would be inconvenient. Because I was like, wouldn't that just be torn up in one day?
You'd think so. I'll check in with them today and see what they say.
How funny is it when dogs do that? It's like the funniest like back rear kick. It's just like, why don't you just stand up? Look at you. You got your legs go straight out. Okay. I just was wondering.
And they'll also squat instead of raise their leg on that for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aren't they all girls?
No, I have two boys and a girl.
Oh, and they'll squat too.
Yeah.
That seems like a forward shot. It doesn't seem like, okay. I guess I should stop thinking about your dogs and their bath. I'm very worried about, like, I get that you have a concrete floor, which is nice. Maddie.
What are you hiding from? What news do you have that you don't want to tell us?
It's stupid. It's the inauguration stuff. It's all there is today. Oh. Okay, fine. This is sort of a fun story because I only picked the fun ones. As a singer, I'm working late because I'm a singer. I can appreciate that Carrie Underwood was hung out at the inauguration. She came out to sing America the Beautiful. And, well, a couple things. First of all, she wasn't on stage.
Did you watch?
I didn't.
I didn't see any of it.
I saw plenty of it, but I did not watch it. And honestly, I feel like I'm really doing some serious mind effery on myself in the last few years. I am seriously able to not think about that guy. And I feel like for my own mental health, it's important. But I did know this was going on. I had other things to do yesterday. But even if I hadn't, I definitely didn't want to watch it. But whatever. We have a new president today. So Carrie Underwood comes out to do this. And they did it. They did the whole inauguration inside because apparently it was like just freezing. So like the predicted temperatures were so, so cold that they said, let's just move it inside and we'll do that. So it seemed a little bit thrown together, the stuff I did see. And the Carrie Underwood thing was weird because so she comes out and she's going to do America the Beautiful and there's no stage. So she's just standing in the midst and there's the Bidens and over here is the Trumps and there's a little, you know, podium where they're about to do a swear.
There's no stage,
no nothing. She did. I think she had a mic. I mean, she must have. The music starts up and then it stops. Like she had a backing track she was going to sing to. And there appeared to be some kind of chorus there as well, although I'm not sure if they were supposed to be part of this show. The music starts, it stops, like 2 minutes go by and she's waiting and you can't hear what she's saying. She goes, I'm just going to sing it. She says, I'll just sing it because no one can seem to figure out how to work the sound system. So then she just sings it a cappella and it goes fine. She's Carrie Underwood. Like the girl can sing. The chorus, who I don't think we're supposed to be a part of it, they start joining in. Like you can hear them kind of in the background off mic and their voices are swelling and she's asked everyone else to sing along too. Like it became kind of a sing along. It was good. It was fine.
That is so pro. She really could totally pro. Have gone, I'm out of here.
Right.
And she didn't.
Turns out she was mad about a lot of things that day. And threw something of a hissy fit is what the rumor is after this all happened, because that's a huge snafu.
Oh, it's a screw job.
But she handled that and one of the things she was the most mad about was she's just standing in a crowd of people. She was like, there was no stage. I felt like they did not care that I was there. Like she didn't get, you know, her due reverence, I guess.
Well, no stage is a little ridiculous.
Like,
to be standing amongst the people.
Put on a box, for God's sake. Right. Anything. I mean, she's literally, I don't know if you've seen any of these clips, but she is, there are just people standing around her. And it's weird. You know how Maddie hates it when someone's singing and they're looking at him at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't be closer to this. Like, at one point, she just turns and there's Joe Biden like, ah. And she's like, ah.
I've got it up on the screen.
Oh, you do? All right. All right. So she's, wait, is this her part where she's singing?
Hold on.
Yeah, you know what? There's a good easy clip of that.
It's okay. I have definitely been part of events, though, where you find yourself hung out.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a singer and it wasn't an international spectacle and or show or whatever. Yeah, she is head high.
She's
with everybody
literally
else.
Right there. There's Kamala in the same shot and her husband, the Doug. It's very.
Yeah, that is. It's frustrating. I can imagine that you would. And look. Promotions, it just makes you go, oh, my gosh, promotions, people, events, people. The things they're able to pull off when it goes well, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
And oh, look, then
off without a hitch.
When something goes horribly wrong like this, you go, who?
Yeah.
When?
It was just such an odd, but she really did. I hate hearing that she threw a hissy fit afterwards because it's like sometimes you just got to chalk it up to, okay, this was, and here we go. Yay. She applauds the crowd and she looks happy. That's like chorus.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I know that feeling, and I wasn't even a performer. I was just there to announce some stuff. Stretch! Can you talk longer?
No, we're done talking
Spend
about stuff.
Spend a bunch more time out
we
there
have
and
nothing
entertain
left to
the
say.
Crowd. What the?
What are you talking about?
I'm already out here, and now you're asking me? What?
I'm trying to walk off the stage. Turn back around!
You're on the wrong side of the stage. Get on the other side.
Or that. Yeah, that was fun.
You walked too far onto the stage.
Oh, that was my fault. They told me not to do that.
Well, they could have, you know, my made bad. A tape circle.
It wasn't
for
really
us to
a big deal,
in.
But whatever.
It's fine.
Anyway, well, good for her. The one thing I did see about her in particular was that people were, you know, the backlash from people who are not Trump fans. And she said, I was honored to be asked to do something for our country. And I was happy to do it.
Yeah, she had some. Actually, I agree with you. I thought that while, you know, whatever, I don't care what people do. And I'm trying to not involve myself in this stuff. I felt like she had some nice comments about how her feelings on stuff are private. She's not going to tell you who she voted for. She feels like she needs to and wants to be apolitical and that things aren't black and white. And we need to remember that. Mm-hmm. So I thought, OK, that's all fine. It's all fine with me. Man, you can't say that to everybody, though. There are people right now who are just so, not even just right now. Like, I don't know. Seems like in the last decade or more, people just are such haters. Like, And also, because of the 24-hour news cycle, I feel like people think they're experts on stuff. And I'm like, you aren't. And neither am I. And you know what you could do? Just like, I don't know, get a hobby. Find something else to think about.
I would say kids have taken up so much of my extra time that there isn't. Like, I was just trying to watch football this weekend and kept going, oh, yeah, let's go do that.
Mm. You know what was great at my house? Oh, John sat on his ass and watched all the football games.
That's because we're at the end. Even if you don't have a, what do you call it? A bun in the oven, Sarah?
Oh, I have like a bunch of those.
Yeah. Even if you don't have a bun in the oven, you still realize the football season is ending. Mm. We're at the last couple weekends. And this one, the one that just passed, is one of the good ones. Mm. Like, there's really good games, and there's games both days.
Yeah. He seemed to really care. I was like, we don't have a bun in this oven. And he's all like, I've got a bun in this oven, like yelling stuff. I'm just in the other room laughing. It was fun. It was
so next weekend, we shift to just Sunday, two games. And then, of course, 2 weeks after that,
the Super
the
Bowl.
End, and then
it is really
goes
quick.
Away.
The
yeah.
end is quick. Mm-hmm. You know, wild card weekend, then the playoff weekend, the semifinals, and then the final. Boom, just like that. The end of that talk.
Yeah.
The hissy fit. Oh yeah. By the way, I just have to say it because be best, please get a better hat. The hat. It's so funny. If you saw any of this, I don't know if she's trying to be a secret agent. I don't know if she'd been crying. She was trying to cover up her puffy eyes. But Melania Trump's hat was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's a terrible, stupid hat. Just awful.
When I saw it, this is what I thought of.
Jim Carrey in the mask. You know what? That's one of many. There's also Nobody Does Pizza Like the Hut. She's got the Pizza Hut hat on.
I don't know what that looks like.
Take a look at this. Over here. So no one out pizzas the hut. There's the Pizza Hut hat, you know, the rooftop of the Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
and then there's the hamburger. This is Carmen Sandiego. And then there's the big one is the Hamburglar. Everyone says that she looks like the Hamburglar. Terrible hat.
I thought of the mask, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, you're right. Yellow hat and the mask.
What do I know of it?
I have the mask meme here as well. Everybody's, yes, that was one of the many. That was just, I don't know, I'm so petty and lame, but I don't care about it. I'm not trying to be best. So here's a mini game, just real quick. How long ago did Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom finalize their divorce? Like, how long have they been divorced for?
10 years.
9 years.
11 years. which is incredible.
Although you tried to mother bleep me and you got it.
I got
her.
It.
Yeah. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom. Apparently there's some kind of reunion on the upcoming, because they got to have something going on. They got the upcoming season of their Hulu show. It's very slickly produced. Unfortunately, that's the production slick and everything else is still just the Kardashians. Super tacky and stupid. But anyway, it's all playing out in front of the cameras. They see each other and he's like, yeah, I get that we'll never get back together. And I'm sure she's thinking, well, we are kind of back together because you've got a real doll of me at your house that you bone all the time. But it's fine. You know, I will say, whatever else you want to say about any of the Kardashians, she had filed for divorce. He has a stroke or whatever the hell happened to him, some kind of OD at this brothel. And she paused those proceedings, was still married to him, and came and spent 2 years helping him recover from that before she finally said, that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is more than most people would do. I'm Khloe and I'm the best of the Kardashians.
Well, yeah. He'd been cheating on her.
Oh,
he was mistreating her is what it comes down to. And then she still rallied and helped the guy.
Yep. She showed that she cared about him. So there's that. And that's all I have time for, really. That was fun. I'm still looking at pictures of Melania in that hat. That's a great hat. You know what the best part about it? You know why she wore that hat? If you look at the upper top thing, like Donald Trump's trying to kiss her and he's getting clonked in the forehead. He had to settle for air kisses. She was like, do not kiss me. Do not even try to kiss me.
Oh, maybe that was the move.
Maybe, right?
Preemptive blocking.
Sure. It's that or flick his hands away. Mm. All right, what you got coming up, Vin?
Well, I think it's National DJ Day.
Oh.
And
it's our day, Vin.
Only children and more after.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
These.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be listening at 9.05 for your chance to pick your day at Bottle Rock.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
Giving back didn't end for Fremont Bank and its foundation. When the clock struck midnight on December 31st, Fremont Bank creates positive change all year long. Go to FremontBank.com.
Oh.
Okay. Should be mostly sunny today. Low 60s is your temp.
Freezing this morning.
It was.
Extra
it was 29
cold.
29 at my house.
Oh my God, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
That's just too cold.
Well.
That's just too cold.
I still was only in a flannel. It was okay.
I don't like it. I'm very worried about you.
This shirt is, I was wearing it outside and now I'm wearing it inside. It was fine.
Sure. Layers.
I guess.
You can rip that off if you need to.
So there a lot of football happened over the weekend, and we end up with conference finals. Washington at Philly, Buffalo at Kansas City. Yeah, go Philly.
No, go
Washington.
I
still got a bun in the oven. I'll root for Philly through this whole thing.
No.
Mm. Yeah.
No, go Commanders.
No.
I'm very torn on this one because I get why you like the Washington team, the football team, and then but we both spent a year in Philly, so.
Yeah.
Well, you can root for whoever, but go Commanders. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, do you guys want to make a bet where,
I don't.
You don't want to.
The college.
You don't want to owe Maddie anything or vice versa.
Oh, okay. I'll bet you $100 Philly wins.
$100?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
How about $5? Let's do a $5 bet. I mean, listen,
well, that was
I made a money
my
over here.
Point. Yeah, I don't really want to bet. I tried to
bet
say
money.
That. I don't.
Maybe something
bet.
Will come up on the show.
If it was the Niners, I'd say yes. I'm all in. What are we doing?
You buy cheesesteaks and you buy I don't know blue crab. What do you need to? What
that's
do you need
gonna
to get us?
Crab's gonna cost more than $100.
Yeah, that's.
Well,
that's
I guess you got to hope your team wins. You know those Philly cheesesteaks.
College football playoff happened last night. It's over. Ohio State beat Notre Dame 34-23. It was a blowout. It wasn't even as close as that score might lead you to believe. I gave up on it very early on.
Me too.
Sorry,
and
guys.
The football season is winding down quickly. But that's not the most important news of the day.
Oh, it is.
TikTok, duh.
Yeah, what's going on? Thought that was going away.
Well, it did go away.
And then what happened?
And now it appears to be on its way back if it's not back already. I looked up a story because I don't have it, so I just can't check. But I looked up a story and it says they're in the process of restoring service.
Oh. Now, does that mean somebody bought it? Like, what does this mean?
No.
And so is this just like a big threat?
I'm going to try and...
Oh, boy. I guess he's looking at TikTok.
I'm going to try and get you up on this.
All right.
Okay?
It's definitely working.
Right now.
Yes, I just went
back
on TikTok and it had a little message. Thank you for being patient.
The interesting part of all of this is then President Trump started the whole freaking thing.
Yeah.
The whole TikTok mess basically started back in August of 2020 when then President Trump said, I will use my emergency powers to ban TikTok if it's not sold to a US-based company within 45 days. He said TikTok's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal and proprietary information, allowing China to track location of federal employees, build dossiers of personal information for blackmail, and conduct corporate espionage.
That all sounds really bad.
Gets thrown out by Trump, only to have him become president again and be like, I'm restoring service.
Mm.
Nothing came of the initial threats, and TikTok sued the Trump administration. When Biden became president, the TikTok issue became lost in Congress, and it seemed to have gone away. Then there were more reports that TikTok's China-based employees have repeatedly accessed the private information of TikTok users, and the FBI warned that Chinese officials could manipulate the app's algorithm. All of this, meanwhile, is happening in the background as 170 million people joyfully use TikTok. They
worldwide,
love it.
or just in America?
That's America, they're claiming.
My God, it's half of Americans. Incredible.
I could barely make Instagram work this week. I tried to go live, and I was like, I can't. Huh. That's another story.
TikTok's, it like robs you of your time. Like, it's really, of all of them, that one is the one that you wake up 3 hours later and go, oh no, I TikTok through those five important things I had to do, and I'm late for an appointment.
Last year, a bipartisan bill to ban TikTok or force its sale to a U.S. company gathered steam in Congress. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the ban or sell bill, and the Senate followed suit. And President Biden signed it into law. TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, sued the U.S. Federal government, saying the law is unconstitutional. It went to Supreme Court, and on Friday, the court unanimously upheld the federal law banning TikTok, with all nine justices agreeing. The ban was supposed to go into effect. It did go into effect. They turned it off. It stopped working. People lost their minds, but as you say, service is restored as of today.
Yeah, and somebody texted in and said it was only down about 12 hours.
Yeah.
So
Trump gave it back to us.
We thank President Trump for allowing our service providers to provide TikTok to over 170 million Americans. So the guy who started it all ends up looking like a hero for giving the kids all back their TikToker.
Well, it did get me elected, so.
Well,
you know, I owe it some loyalty.
Talk about winning the youth.
Yeah.
You got us TikTok. He started it in the first place, but yes, he did save your TikTok. You're back, baby.
Hooray?
I guess.
Yay!
So that's the latest on TikTok. It's back and you can enjoy it
all day long. There was a really funny bit about it on Weekend Update. SNL, like, I think the guy's name is like, I don't know, Bill Longfellow or something. He's a newer cast member, and he just did the funniest thing on it. It was really, just really funny little jokes. You want to see if you can find that for me?
Are you not going to tell us?
I can't think of the jokes. I just was laughing out loud watching this guy talk about TikTok. It was really funny.
TikTok was down for less than 24 hours, and how did the young people react? Most probably went, oh, well. A 19-year-old in Wisconsin's facing charges after he tried to burn down his congressman's office.
Oh, boy.
He told the cops, I did it because I'm upset about TikTok going away. It happened in Fond du Lac early Sunday morning. That's Wisconsin. About 3 hours after TikTok went dark, the office he torched belongs to Congressman Glenn Grothman.
Oh.
He's a Republican who's been outspoken about TikTok being a security threat. The fire started near the back door and burned some vinyl siding outside. Cops knocked the flames down with fire extinguishers. The firefighters got there and took over, and they said the fire never got inside, and the young man didn't run. He was caught there watching the fire burn.
Is he filming it for future TikTok?
I guess. They said he was arrested at the scene.
Filming it for reels?
Because he was just watching it burn.
Yeah.
So, TikTok. Very
kids.
Controversial.
Yeah. It's...
Today, it might have been yesterday. I'm not sure. We weren't here yesterday. So today is National DJ Day.
Oh.
I referenced I went live on Instagram one of the nights over the weekend.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah, I'd never done it.
Oh, what'd you think?
I didn't love it.
Why not? But a ton of people jumped on.
Maybe. I start recording, and I'm just looking at the most beautiful sunset, California at its best. Midwinter with the sun going down right there over the water and the sound of the ocean. And so I start it and I start walking and I don't know if all of a sudden I realize, can people hear me?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, yes, they could, but I didn't know. I'd never done it. So I'm walking in this. As I'm walking, these kids ask this lady, what's your name again? And she goes, my name is DJ Bubbles. And I just started laughing. And then I realized, oh, could you hear that? I'm talking into the phone now. And yes. I'm like,
And then they're all answering you
her
in the
name,
comments.
Yes, yeah, and then I started to see it. I'm like, oh, you
hearts
can hear me.
Bubbles.
DJ Bubbles now has not only made my reel, but our radio show. And I was like, wow.
DJ Bubbles it is. What is DJ Bubbles doing? Why were the kids asking about it?
No idea. She's an older lady.
Oh.
She had a bike.
Oh. Did she play music?
No. Nope.
Like DJ?
I didn't see anything like that. I just heard I overheard the conversation and giggled for a second as I continued to walk. And there was Christina and the sunset and all the stuff. And then I went, all right, well, I guess this is, oh no, how do I stop it?
It does take a second. Yeah.
And all this is going to be on, isn't it? Yeah. I was just like,
it's the end of every Instagram Live is how do I know? What do I push to?
if Christina had been closer, I would have handed it to her and walked away. Cause yeah. I just.
Then did you post it? Did you allow it to go up to your Instagram or did you just like.
I believe it's still there.
Okay.
But I didn't try to do anything. It just did whatever it
Maybe
did.
Maybe it automatically does it unless you tell it don't.
Are you telling me you've gone live on Instagram?
Tons of times. Yeah. Zillions of times.
Zillions?
Bunch of times. It's been a long time. I don't know. Zillions? How many is that?
I don't know.
A bunch of times.
I don't know.
I've done it a bunch of times on my Slappy stuff. You know, I'll be like, oh, I'm making a
thing. Oh, I see.
Oh, I got it. Let me show you a couple things in here. That kind of thing.
Here's his.
Can I hear
look
the?
At that sunset.
Is it okay to have the audio on?
Is there any foul language?
Not that I know of. There's some graffiti. That's unfortunate.
It's beautiful.
That's Christina walking down the cliff.
Quick sunset without kids. Whoa! Who was with the kids? Where are the kids? Oh, I know exactly where you are.
If you want to see it, quick links to everybody's personal.
Right there is where the bathroom ended up. From the wharf, right there.
Like blocking the river.
You can go to the Alice 973 and you can find Ben there if you can't find him.
Anyway, it was a nice night. And we've had a lot of those lately. They've been just spectacular. Yeah. Beautiful
That's
days.
That's really, really pretty.
I think really pretty. You'll start to hear me, I think right now, as I start to walk, that's when I come across DJ Bubbles. It doesn't matter. What's a dead giveaway someone grew up as an only child? Now, this is interesting to me because I grew up with two little brothers.
Yeah.
And I definitely look back on it and think those kids were talking to DJ Bubbles.
Let's hear the DJ Bubbles thing.
Yeah. You can't hear it.
Okay. It's all right.
It's
fine. Sorry. Yeah.
Everybody can go.
Yeah, go look for yourself. Believe me, I did a terrible job. It didn't work out. I won't do it again anytime soon.
Oh, you're crazy. Why not?
I'm sure everyone was enjoying it.
That's DJ Bubbles. Did you see her on the bike?
Why is she down the hill on the bike?
I don't know.
How is she getting out? Is she stuck? Is she stuck on the bike?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Someone text or write and say if you hear me.
I don't know. What am I doing?
And then everyone's immediately.
Why did I try that?
Great. Say hi.
She's waving. Anyway. Back to my story. People on social media are talking about the dead giveaways that someone grew up as an only child. And I thought, okay, well,
this will be fun. Because I don't want to say you're a selfish narcissist, but
they're great.
You might be.
They're great with people's parents because they grew up chatting with adults.
Oh, that's a good one. See, that is a positive thing.
They struggle with conflict. It's either all or nothing, whereas people with siblings know how to negotiate and share.
Mm.
And also, you have to pick your battles.
Because if you're an only child, everything is a battle.
Yeah.
And that you're going to win.
Right. They get unreasonably angry about group punishments. Like, I didn't do anything. Why me? I was a part of this.
Oh.
People with siblings are more like, well, all right, you got us.
even if I wasn't involved in this, I mean, I've been involved in all the other stuff, so I'm okay. We're all in this together.
Someone said about only children, their roughhousing skills are below par.
Oh.
Someone else added, they have a stronger aversion to gentle bullying.
Oh.
As kids that grew up in a family.
Right. There's always a little gentle bullying going on.
All
in the
directions.
Right.
You know, if there's enough people around. Everyone in my house, everyone. Well, Ripley doesn't do it. Everyone else goes, la, 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 la. I'm like, you mother.
Oh, it's so good. It's so nice to have a nickname, Febreze.
It's not.
Actually, his nickname isn't even Febreze. It's la, 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 la.
I'm that now. Great.
La, 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 la.
Only children still have toys and stuff from their childhood. They talk to themselves a lot.
Oh, that's sad.
I grew up mostly by myself, and I would check most of those boxes. Because my everybody was older than me, and also I didn't meet my dad till I was 17, so I had like
a 10-year
chunk there where
know.
I was an only child, and yeah, most of those are check the boxes.
You were an only child at your home in West Virginia, but your brothers and sisters lived elsewhere, or they'd grown up and moved out?
No. My older brother that I was born with, he was way older than me, 9 years, so he was out. But my other ones I didn't meet until I was
17.
Other four. And then there's two other sisters, but they were all older too.
So. Are they all half siblings?
Everyone's a half sibling or a step sibling. I have two stepsisters and then the rest are half.
I am 10 years older than my youngest brother and I moved out at 18. And so he was basically a little boy when I was gone. And so we know each other. We're cool, but we didn't grow up. He didn't grow up with me around.
Right.
You know, I was busy.
Those are formative years, 10 to 18.
Up to my nonsense.
Right.
Let's see. Only children. Oh, that's pretty much it. But I thought, well, sure. They cut a piece of cake in two and can't immediately tell which one is bigger.
Yep.
The rule with when you have two kids, it's you split it, you cut it in half, you get
you
first
choose,
choice.
Right.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, no, I missed Vinny going live. No alert for it.
Oh, that's surprising.
I caught Christina live. She may have done it correctly. If she did that, she probably knows how to use the thing. I swear I just went, it looks like it's on. Let's see what happens. And then I couldn't turn it off. And I swear I just wanted to huck that phone. Because, you know, you're looking at it. I'm like, oh, all this is going to be on. It's like, ah. Come on.
Yeah. Yep. Let's get the end of that
thing
so we can hear Vinny struggling to figure out how to turn it. In Vinny's defense, I've gone live a bunch of times on there, and it's still every single time I'm like, okay, then how do I get out of here?
Now I'm imagining Ripley passing by Vin going, woof, 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 woof. It's really not funny.
Pretty funny, though. I mean, that's a good one.
Sarah went live almost every episode of the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Did I?
Is that right?
I don't know. I mean, I did a lot. I would do it a lot.
Let's
we're
see
gonna
here.
Find out when you get to the end.
I deleted TikTok when I saw the thank you from him, from the creator. Well, it's back.
Oh.
So
like the last thing that was posted was a thank you from the creator.
Guess so,
like, thanks for using it, 170 million people.
Yeah.
Oh, oops, it's back on. Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I actually, I kind of had it in my head that it was going to, is this the end?
All right, now let's get that behind us.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't even know why I turned it on. Beautiful sunset.
Oh my God,
though.
That's so cute. Look how cute Christina is. This is worth a look, you guys. This is so cute.
All right. Hey, you guys have a great weekend. Rip it up out there. Bye.
I couldn't get it on. Look, it's still on.
Let's do it.
How do I end? Oh, geez. This is all on, isn't it?
Maddie, can you edit my reel?
Is it a reel? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is either.
Right. Oh, that's good. That's fun.
TikTok is banned in China. Is that true?
I have no idea, dude.
It does make sense.
They don't have social media, so.
Don't ask me.
TikTok is banned in China, but okay.
Did you find that Longfellow kids jokes?
It's like 3 minutes. There's no way I could.
No, that's too bad.
I mean.
You just play the whole thing. You don't have to do it.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Dave Chappelle and Shrinkage after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.